Blog Talk Radio.
In the mix. In the mix. We're online.
24/7.
24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Oh my God.
I know you're gonna dig this.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome to another show. Hey. I'm your host, T. That is Lindsay Lenz. Lindsay, I miss you as always. How's it going? You don't sound. What's wrong? You don't sound like the real you. You know, you usually crack some jokes up, throw a jab here and there, you know, throw a couple right hooks. Today, you just I'm down for the count.
You've been on vacation and you've been so relaxed, and then you got to go back to reality. That's where I'm at right now.
Oh, I was right there last Wednesday, man. I got to work. I was like, I told my coworker, I was like, yo, man, why is there so many people here on a Monday? He was like, bro, it's Wednesday. I was like, oh, my bad.
I know, time be flying too. We already in almost at July at this point. It's so crazy. But, you know, it's all good. I ain't going to cry.
Oh, man. Let's hop right into these topics, man. You know, did you see this terrorist? I guess it was a terrorist attack in London. Or this guy just ran over everyone on the bridge and just started tripping and was firing off. What you think about that?
I don't know what's going on overseas, but lately a lot of things have been popping off, and it just makes me wonder if it, is something regarding our president that's causing all of this, because it's just, every time he pulls out of a deal, for example, he was supposed to be doing this deal about the climate with Paris, and he pulled out of that, and then at the same time, you got the U.S. sending, toxic gases to certain countries, and they're using them against, the kids and stuff. So it's just kind of I don't know what's going on, and I don't know if as a country we're quote unquote pulling out from helping these people or whatever, or if he's just, you know, doing some selfish dealings to benefit us. But it's just, it's really sad and getting out of hand. The fact that at Ariana Grande's concert, there was bombing with you know what I'm saying? What kids are thinking while they're at an innocent concert, some crap like that will happen. I can't even imagine.
Imagine sending your kids 8, 10, 12, 14 years old, just to a concert, you're not thinking nothing of it. To get the word that your kid died, I mean, that's crazy. But Ariana Grande has, said she will pay for, the funerals and stuff like that, give out some money. So, shout out to her for that. But she canceled the rest of her tours. I don't think I don't think I can go through the rest of the year. I'm chilling, because obviously something crazy is going on. Why choose my show at all shows?
Well, she went back recently and kind of did a concert where she raised money for all of the victims. Justin Bieber was there, Miley Cyrus, which I think is dope. And I was kind of watching Wendy, and she made a good point about, even when stuff like that happens, you kind of can't let the enemy win and then decide to live in fear. It's I'm not going to do a show anymore. So, it definitely takes a lot of courage to do it. I will say for her. But it's just crazy.
So you would do it? You would do another show?
I think I would, because at the end of the day, you can't live in fear. You're giving somebody way too much power if you're doing that. You know what I'm saying? And in some cases, it's kind of lightning doesn't strike twice in the same spot. So it's kind of not saying
that's the Lindsay I know right there. There we go. Now you come back around.
I'm not saying it's not possible, but it's just kind of you got to keep it pushing. You never gonna perform again overseas because one person tried to ruin it for everybody, so somebody kind of has to be that leader and be no, I'm still gonna have my show. It's just unfortunate that I don't know if it necessarily is gonna harm or hurt her, or maybe kids won't be going out because you might have some parents that are I don't want nothing to happen to you. So that's the part that really sucks.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But hey, man, at least they're moving on, London, trying to get this stuff back together. So hopefully things will turn around for them, because a lot of negativity has been going down there. I don't get it. I'm just glad it ain't. I mean, I can see it. Regardless where it's at, it should
but
be happening.
I wonder if we have something to do with it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, we keep doing all these deals under the table that nobody knows about, or he's pulling out of certain stuff. And, like, in some way, like, these countries are, like, not rebelling on necessarily opposite countries. Like, they're rebelling on themselves. And then you got random people just, like, you know, ISIS or whoever, like, taking ownership for it. So it's kind of like, I don't know what's going on, but it's like people aren't even afraid to be like, yeah, we did it. You know? Like, so it's just, I don't know. I pray it gets better. Just, you know, for the mere fact is, it seems like commonly the kids are being harmed by this. And, like, you know, innocent women, children. So it's just like, it's not right. And all you can do is pray for them. So, I don't know. What keep y'all updated?
What you want? You want to keep on going? Keep going with negative news, or you keep going to positive?
Yeah,
I'll let you choose the next topic.
I was just about to say, let's just get that shit out the way so we can just move on to some uplift, because I just can't even. So, okay. Well, I guess this is not necessarily negative, because Kodak Black, he got released from jail, right?
He did. He got out. You know, okay. I've never seen a picture of him until that photo that was being circled around, like him in the car, bobbing to some music. Yo, Kodak Black
yeah.
is ugly.
Nice work. That's
it. Well, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. But he was mad cool. I just didn't picture that. I don't know why I was picturing, I don't know, someone with dreads or something. I don't know. I don't know why that image in my head. You know, sometimes you just listen to someone's music and you get that certain picture of them before you even see them. And then you be like, that's that person? Really? Like, but now, shout out to Kodak. Finally out. I like his music because, to me, you know, it's kind of positive. It's not your average, you know, positive rap song, but, it, you know, it's not like drugs and, like, I'm going to kill you and blah, blah, blah. You know, I like the song. What you think about it?
I don't want
to. You don't like it.
The music, but it's like I feel bad about it, if that makes sense. Like, I wouldn't intentionally go put on a Kodak record, but if it's on because the beats are good, like I'm always just kind of a person that if the beat is hitting, like you'll kind of catch me bobbing to it.
You talking the whole record? I'm talking about that one hit song. I ain't heard nothing else. So you obviously heard more than me. And what you telling me right now?
You telling me
so it's not that good.
I'm trying to tell you, I tune the words out. Like I really do, because I'll hear a beat, a cold beat before anything. So, I mean, like, obviously, if I had kids, I wouldn't be blasting no daggone Kodak. Like, but you know what's really crazy to me, and I just thought about this yesterday. It's always interesting to me that before we get into the whole Bill Cosby situation, people are quicker to defend, like, a rapper who's, like, murdered or did something to somebody about them, like, free such and such, about them getting out versus, like, a Bill Cosby. Like, I wonder what that's about. Like, a lot of people said that, I guess, Bill was, like, throwing salt at them when he was, like, before all these allegations came up, they were saying, like, I guess he would talk bad about other people and be like, oh, they shouldn't cuss at their comedy stand-ups, or, you know, rappers shouldn't do this, that, and the third. So he hasn't really received a lot of, I guess, support in his whole, like, trial and stuff. But I just find it so interesting because I'm like, it's not necessarily, like, all these rappers were like buddy buddies with each other, so it's just really interesting. Somebody could like blatantly murder somebody, and everybody like, yeah, free such and such. But like, well, Bill Cosby, they're not rocking.
They're not rocking with him at all. Who came with him again? What was the girl name on the show?
I always call her Rudy Huxtable, but
yeah, I don't know her real name either. That's why I was hoping you would know, because I didn't know it was Rudy. But the fact that she came out to show support means, you know, that means a lot to Bill. I mean, to me, it shows. She know him since when she was a little kid. So if he did all this, you know, he must have played like some type of father figure in our life or something for her to even show up on that court date at all.
Yeah, I mean, was she the only one kind of standing up for him as far as that cast goes? Because I've never really seen anybody else say anything. Like, I don't know.
No one. Well, I mean, today is day two. And we're going to keep y'all updated on what's going on, because there's a lot going on with this trial. Man, I've just been reading it, and I'm just like, what's going on here? Like, do we stand up for Bill? Or do we, like, do we just, you know, like, dang, Bill, you really messed up.
Well, the crazy thing is a lot of the allegations, like I know one of them, for example, came from like 2004. And, oh, by the way, her name is Keisha Knight Pulliam. Sorry, girl. I've just been on you as Rudy. But apparently, like, the situation happened back in 2004, so everybody was kind of like, well, why is it, you know, coming to trial now, and why is, you know, the girl just saying something? So, I mean, I feel like in a case like that, do you think it's kind of too late for somebody to speak up, or do you think because there was so many people at once, it, like, heightened the situation where they're like, oh, it has to be true?
The second one. It has to, I mean, it was just so many. I think, man, this is tough. I don't know, man. Don't put me in this. I don't want to put no shame on Bill or nobody else. Don't quote me on nothing. I'm just going to say the second one. I'm going to take number two for 2000, Alex. Number two.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how long this lasts, because I guess now he wants, like, other accusers to take competency memory tests of, you know, what happened. Because he's not allowed to question, like in the case that's going on now, he's not allowed to question the young woman before the trial. So he's just kind of.
But why is that? Do you feel like it's going to do any difference if he questions them or no?
Well, see, I feel like in a way, if he were to question them, I think people are concerned that he could try to sway, you know, what they're going to say. Because, you know, easily a celebrity can be like, yo, if you just, you know, say that you were lying or made some shit up for attention, I'll pay you off. Or, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's what they're concerned about. I mean, because honestly, if he's found guilty, they say he could spend like 10 years behind bars. So, I mean,
for real, like, 10 years for Bill right now. He gonna probably 10 years, he might end up dying in there. He's what, 79 years old now? Not saying he will, but, you know, when you get to that age, you know, you need good living conditions, and going to jail ain't the best living conditions for an elderly man.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting OD, because it's like, honestly, his lawyers will have to pull out all the stops, because now, like, I guess his lawyer is even trying to bring, like, racism into it and say that's why, you know, they're thinking it plays a big role in, like, so many people thinking he was wrong and, you know, thinking he actually did it. And I just, I don't know. It just was so many people. It was so many people. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens, because it's really just his word against theirs. And, you know, unfortunately, we live in a world where when it comes to rape, women kind of have the upper hand. Even though some men get raped, too, it is possible, but women have the upper hand. So, I don't know. We'll see, but that's crazy. Mm.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about rape right now. Okay, speaking of rape, it's not really real rape, but I'm going to switch topics real quick. Because the way Cleveland is playing right now, I guess.
Oh, my God.
To go to state.
Not a good segue.
Look. They are getting killed. Killed.
Yeah.
It's bad. That's all right. But we're going to come back to that later. I'm going to come back for the sports topic. But, you know, I just wanted to mention that in there. Just want to throw that out there and let it be known.
Okay. So, in other lighthearted news. So, are Gucci and his girl finally getting a reality show?
They are, man, at BET. They got weddings going to be in BET. They showing like their little life series on BET. I'm hyped for Gucci, man, because, you know, he came a long way. You know, he went from, you know, like getting ice cream on his face, losing his mind, then to you know, going and getting locked up, then, you know, clearing his head, you know, losing some weight, you know, thinking straight, you know, just cleaning his image, and his girl, you know, loyal by his side the whole time. Now BET announced that, you know, they're going to get married on BET. Like, man, that's dope. Shout out to them. Like, I'm legit happy for them. Like, that's my, I'm acting like that's my family. And it's not. But
I mean, it kind of feels like it, though, you know? And what I respect more so about, I guess, our culture as a whole, most people, when you come out of jail, they want you to come out, you know, just as ignorant or, like, you know, just as kind of, like, hood as when you left. But the fact that people, like, celebrate that he's in love, he's cleaned up his look, like, he wants to be healthier, and, you know, because so many guys look up to him, I think it says a lot that people actually respected him and didn't try to play him and be like, oh, you came out soft, yo. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, usually people try to bash you for being better. So it's good to see him on the positive end. And obviously his girl played a big role, so I would love to see, like, their backstory. And I wonder if he's going to, like, show when he first got out of jail, and all of that. Like, I'm curious to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm curious too. Hopefully BET does a good job and don't, like, you know, mess it up. You know how sometimes they like blur out certain stuff or like cut out some stuff, and then it just ruins it. Like I do BET movies, like it just changed the whole voice and it ruins some of the stuff. Like, I hate when they do that.
That's true. I mean, they might as well just give it to us straight. Everybody else
right
at this point.
It's Gucci, man. You can't leave out Gucci stuff. That's just life.
Mm. That's very true. So, I mean, we'll see. I'm excited. Oh, but speaking of relationships, so there's this popular radio show called Hollywood Unlocked, and this guy named Jason Lee, who was on Love & Hip Hop, and I'm not even going to lie, Hollywood Unlocked is actually an interesting show. Like, if y'all are just looking for something new to kind of get into, like, it's pretty much a lot of celebrities come on there, but they tell, like, the cut raw truth about stuff that kind of goes on with them in the industry. But he basically spoke to the fact that he doesn't really understand Amber Rose's slut walk movement and what the purpose and intention of it is, because he's like, yeah, you're supposed to be empowering women, but it just sounds so, I guess, degrading just based on the name and the fact that girls are just walking around with their tits out. And then he basically followed up by saying that he knows for a fact that she slept with Diddy's son, Quincy, who she, you know, considers like a little brother. So do you think it's true? Like, do you think, like, her movement has good intentions, or do you think it's just all for attention, if that makes sense?
It's good intentions, and I think it's true. Why would you? I mean, hey, every guy, you know, we have temptations and weaknesses. And if she comes at him, I'm pretty sure he did it. I'm pretty sure he did. And I think she has good intentions. But then again, you know, I'm a guy. We dumb and naive. We don't know better. Now, with that being said, Lindsay, you are a female. You have good, you know, good sense, good intuition and everything. You knew better than me. This could be your Lindsay love lessons for the week. So, here, is this good intentions or is it bad? Am I wrong? Just tell me the truth. I can handle it.
I do think they definitely probably slept together. Like, that, whether they have or not, that's not really my business. Because let's be honest, there's a lot of people in that industry that are sleeping around and, you know, going through quite a few people. Because I had a conversation with a friend who's in the industry not too long ago. And, you know, every time I do, they...
Who was that?
I can't release the name because she was dating him.
Oh, yeah. I know you're talking about.
But let's just say she figured out a lot, and I was kind of like, okay. But a lot of them get around, so, I mean, it's not a big deal. And, I mean, knowing Amber, like, I'm pretty sure she'll just be like, okay, I might have Anne, or she might be like, you know, what is it to you? So it's not anything really she needs to, like, cry or worry about, because I'm pretty sure that's not the worst thing she's ever heard about herself. But as far as the slut walk, I do feel like she has good intentions behind it. However, when your stance is to basically try to redirect people to accept women for, you know, if they want to be nude or wear what they want to wear and not, you know, treat them any differently, that's fine. But putting the label slut in front of it, it kind of makes it okay for somebody to call you that, though. Because what you're now saying is, oh, if I want to be free and express myself, then, yeah, go ahead and call me a slut then, because that's what I am, instead of just being like, no, this is me being empowered, this is me being a woman. So that's the only part I don't agree with. Like, I wouldn't want to say by me being happy with my body that, yeah, you might as well consider that a slut, because that's what that is. Because for some people, it's not. Like, some people, they do it as a form of art. You know, they do it for photography. There's been models, like, since back in the day who pose nude all the time in magazines and do it in a tasteful way. So it's just kind of like, I understand you're trying to embrace what people are saying and saying, hey, if this is what you think a slut is, then yeah, I'm a slut. But you need to flip it another way where it's like, you may think this of us, but this is actually called being a woman. This is actually called being free and me being proud of myself, not, oh, yeah, this makes me a slut. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah, but I mean,
walk around with a shirt saying, hey, I'm a slut, so what's good? Like, I don't, that does nothing for me. I'm sorry. It doesn't make me feel empowered.
I mean, honestly, I can't really I see what you're saying there, but I see where she's coming from at the same time. But, you know, for you being a female and everything like that, you know, it kind of impacts you more than it does a guy, even though guys do walk in that, you know what I'm saying? But it all at the end of the day, it's all about how, you know, the female feels and how y'all reflect it. So, you know, I can't really put my two cents too much into the world. You know, you smacking me in the back of the head. Why, you know, can't nobody see this on the air? But with that being said, whatever you feeling, you know, I agree with both directions. But ultimately, you know, I kind of feel like it shouldn't be named with its name, like you said, just because it does have that certain sentiment.
Would you let your daughter go to
the slut walk? You saw the music got quiet there. The music just died at the right music. I was like,
And it honestly, it's just the title. It's not even the movement. It's the title and what you're calling it. Like, I wouldn't be like, yeah, honey, go out there and you be proud to be a slut girl. You show the world your titties and let them know this is what a slut looks like. Like, no, ma'am, you gonna sit your butt in this house and you gonna read a book. You're not going into white slut walk. Sorry, no.
How are you gonna tell your daughter?
And I honestly feel like she would have more support and more women would come out had the title be. Anything else, you probably would have so many women that are on it. And granted, she has so many women that support it now, and that's awesome. But I do know there are some women that they're doing it for the wrong intentions. Like, there are some girls, let's just keep it a buck, that literally are hoes on their daily lives. And, they're just, you know, wearing their titties out and stuff. That doesn't make you a hoe. I'm talking about literally, like, they're sleeping with other people's men and all this stuff like that, and they're taking it like, oh, well, yeah, it's okay to be a slut. Like, I can choose what I want to do. No, sweetie. That's not what that means. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
Mm-hmm. Lindsay's love lessons. That's twice now. Woo. Woo. Cow. That's lit. Now you fired up. Now you back. Now you back in regular mode. There you go. Now you back.
I know. Like,
now you back.
I was gone. See, that's what I'm saying. The peace was there, and now it's gone.
Fired up. That's what I like to hear. You fired? Let's move on before you kill out here, say something you don't want to say. Then Amber Rose come on the show. Like,
yeah,
where Lizzie Liz at? Where that be? Where that?
No, I have no ill will feelings towards her. I like her. I think she's a beautiful girl. All of that. I'm just saying the title. That's the only thing I'm saying. Switch the title, and then maybe we can talk about it. But as for now, yeah. But the intentions and stuff, I think are amazing. I think her intentions are amazing. So. Let's go into sports before I just, you know.
Before we go into sports, we got to mention real quick, you know, MTV, remember MTV Cribs? Back in the early 2000s, that poppin' show? Well, they bringing it back. But it's not on TV this time. It's not on TV. It's on Snapchat, though. Who would have thought MTV Cribs is on Snapchat? But it actually just aired.
People gonna watch it?
Yeah, well, look. It just aired. June 3rd, so 3 days ago, and it had the DJ Steve Aoki, I think I said that right. On June 10th, it had skateboarder Houston, and NFL star on the 17th, Vaughn Miller. So it's just like a Snapchat, you know, they're showing the crib, but they're just on Snapchat the whole time. I need to check it out, because I'm curious how it's going to work out. Like, you just snap, like, hey, snap, this is Terrence here, you know. Showing my crib, you know, my $2 chair, you know, my $500. You know, that's like something like that. Like, how's it work out? I'm curious. I miss how cribs, like, you know, it's coming to your house, bust at the front door. You're like, yo, this is my show. This is my crib. Come in. Like, I don't know.
I mean, it depends. Some shows, when they try to revive it, it works. And some, it's just kind of like, yeah, we're good. You know.
I think it's going to be good because, you know, a lot of people are on Snapchat. So it'd just be quicker, and then plus people could tap to it. If they don't like it, they could just, you know, close out. So, hey, I mean, it is what it is. I think it'll help Snapchat out the most. Snapchat probably benefited more than MTV.
That's right.
Just more money for Snapchat. Snapchat is like the ultimate money maker right now. They are so smart. It's so simple, but yet so smart.
Yeah.
Like, could have did that. Dang.
Well, I think there's this fascination with getting to see what people do in their daily lives, too, especially, like, when it's celebrities. Like, people are always kind of amazed on what their lifestyle is like, so I feel like it is smart to see, you know, what goes on. The only time I think it's stupid is when you got celebrities, like, posting stuff in present time where they are, and then they're upset when they're getting robbed or people are, like, coming after them. Like, you keep telling us where you are. Like, people are crazy.
But who, I mean, really, I'm not even thinking about robbing nobody. I'm just watching to be watching. Like, oh, man, so-and-so.
Yeah, you are a lot crazy that they have wrong intentions. You know what I'm saying? Look at, you know, even Kim K, when she got robbed, like, she even said it. She was like, I put way too much of my business on Front Street. And she was like, you know, I don't try to be cocky about it, you know, but I'm, you know, proud of the things I have. But just so easily, you know, they can get snatched from you. Got, you know, and thank God she didn't get killed or anything, but you just got to be careful. Times ain't like they used to be. Like, people got jacked up intentions now because everybody wants attention and fame. So,
I feel you. I feel it. Well, Lizzie, what time is it?
Time to dive into the sports.
You know it. It's time for the sports.
Before you start talking about the NBA Finals, can we talk about what in the world happened with Tiger Woods? Please.
With who?
With Tiger Woods.
Tiger. What Tiger. He got a DUI. Like, this man, yeah, the memes online. Basically, he got a DUI. I don't know what he was thinking. Tiger ultimately may lose the rest of the endorsements he had left, which is sad to say, but this is serious. Like, Tiger, get your ish together, bro. You barely got any endorsements. I don't know how many he has left, but they're just looking. They all said they might pull out because they don't know what Tiger has left in him golf-wise. And, you know, he just keep going downhill. Have you seen the memes online where they were showing how, like, first day at job compared to now, like, or something like that, or, like, Tiger's – it was – everything about it was just so funny. I died laughing.
I don't know what's going on with him. I mean, they say he was asleep at the wheel, and some people were saying he had a DUI arrest based on prescription medications or whatever, and he was, like, he couldn't even recall where he was. But I think after that whole thing where he, you know, got exposed for cheating on his wife, like, it just kind of went downhill for him. And I mean, I understand you want people to separate your personal life from what you got going on, but the only thing I guess that you can use to bounce back from it is just to really win and just go hard in the game of golf. Because I mean, even, you know, Roland Martin said it on Wendy. He was just like, that's the best you can do. He said, unfortunately, Tiger will never be at the top of his game anymore, just because, I mean, you've already lost that, you know? So it just sucks because it's like these are people who, like, pioneered and, like, paved the way in their own, like, you know, respective fields, and just their personal scandals just be ruining it all. I mean, I know he probably still got bread, so he, you know, can sleep at night. But
yeah, but, I mean, all right, take a look at this. His girlfriend didn't even stick by his side. She was ashamed. So, like, after DUI, she left to Costa Rica. Said she was ashamed about what happened. Now, she put the thing by that man's side. She got up and left the country. Said, Tiger, I'm sick of your ish. I need a break. I'm going to Costa Rica. That's messed up.
Oh, it's a cold world. When your girl ain't your girl. That's poor Tiger. I hope he gets it together, though. Because I'm not going to lie, like, I would never want to see something like that happen to Serena, like, knock on wood, but, like, you know, it's just, like, we need the few of y'all left to kind of set an example. Like, if Gucci can set an example, y'all can set an example. Like, come on.
Hey, that's real talk, because Gucci, he was drug addict. He said 24/7, he was high, drunk, you name it, he was doing it. That man was on it.
Exactly.
On it.
So, I'm just like, y'all have potential to turn it around. Just do us a solid, because some people do aspire to be better, you know, and they need somebody to look up to. So, I don't know. I'm going to pray for that man because looking a little rough. But, all right, back to the finals. Go ahead.
Oh, I've been waiting for this. You know what? Nah, we're going to start with the finals. I was going to say some other sports. We're going
to
start with the finals.
Get to
the
finals.
The Cavs have been stinking it up, looking like pure doo-doo. And LeBron is the only one out there doing his thing. I'm sorry. Kevin Love, he's been doing his thing too. Kyrie has been playing a little poor compared to last year's finals. You know, and it kind of disappointed me because a lot of people were saying that, you know, is Kyrie better than Steph Curry? Or, you know, can you compare him to Steph Curry? I mean, granted, he's 4 years younger than Curry. Yes, he's good. He has better handles than Curry. But that's what you think about this. Curry is a two-time MVP. You can't really compare someone to a two-time MVP for, like, one of those finals. But with that being said, people are doing the same thing with Kevin Durant and LeBron James. Some are saying Kevin Durant is the best player in the world right now, which, do I agree with that? No. He may be. I mean, honestly, let's think about it. If you had three other great players on your team who can score at will, one's an MVP, you know, another is like a defensive player of the year, another is a, you know, a deadly shooter, I mean, of course you're going to get buckets. They can't leave nobody. I mean, granted, he scored on LeBron, one of the top defenders, and LeBron is doing the best you can, but LeBron is doing so much on the offensive end, he can't do it all. Someone has to help him. So my question to you, Lindsay, is KD the best player in the world right now? Or you think LeBron James is still the best? My answer is LeBron James.
I think it's too soon to call. I wouldn't say, and there's no shade to KD, but I would. Oh, KD is the greatest. But listen, last year they were down, like down, and magically somehow through the heavens, they came back strong. So
they did.
I think it's too soon to say like, oh, blah blah blah, because you gotta think it's over the years too. Like, we're not just talking about just this final, you know. So
you're 100% right. You know, the first two games of this year they lost by a total of 41 points. Last year they lost by a total of 48. You know, it was the same scenario like you said, but I mean, no one showed up this year so far besides LeBron and, you know, K-Love, a little bit Kyrie, the bench players non-existent. J.R. Smith looking like he just high and lost out there, you know, everyone just non-existent. But, I mean, can you really? Okay, all right. So the only difference from last year this year, they have Kevin Durant now. Last year, they didn't have Kevin Durant. Do you really think Cleveland could really pull this out? Honest opinion, yes or no?
I think it's possible. For the next game, I feel like it's possible for them at least to win one game. I don't know how they're going to do it or where they're going to get this, you know, this heat from, but they're going to figure it out some way. But I don't know. It'll be interesting. I'm not going to lie. I kind of do want Golden State to win. I do. But at the same time, I do like LeBron as a player. So I'm like one of those people. I'm not like a hard, heavy fan for one team or the other. But I kind of do want Golden State to win. But I just don't want it to keep being a blowout like this. Like last game, that was ridiculous. Like, it was even a moment where Steph kind of shook LeBron on some wild stuff, and I'm just like, what is happening?
Oh, yeah, that was a good play, because you know he's going to talk about it, because last year, you know, LeBron sent his stuff, gave him a little stare and a little smirk, like, get it out of here. This year, you know, Curry kind of, you know, just danced around a little bit. They said it was a double. Now, I looked closely. It was. I did the same thing. I did the same move, so I ain't trying to say nothing. I feel like it won a double. He just hesitated to put the hand over top of the ball. He ain't touch it. But a lot of people are saying it's a double. But, I mean, Game 3 is tomorrow, Wednesday at 9 p.m. and 6 p.m. Western. So, y'all got to watch it. Hopefully, we get a good finals. Because if it's another blowout, I'm going to be a little mad I ain't bet no money this year on the Warriors. Because I bet money on the Warriors on Christmas.
I know, right?
And I lost my money. So, I didn't want to bet the finals this year. I was like, man, look, shoot. I ain't trying to lose no money like that. But we'll keep y'all updated, man. I hope something goes down. But, I mean, hey, look, they're potentially saying that KD and Steph are the best duo ever after the first two finals.
Yeah, like, the whole year, though, remember how we kept talking about how Kyrie and LeBron were looking strong? But I don't know, the final, when it comes to the finals, it's always something different. So, I'm amazed to see how it's turning out. But, I mean, I guess, would you say if they do end up winning the finals that they are overall the better pair?
No, not yet. They got to keep on doing it. Because, like, Jordan and Pippen kept doing it. I can't just base somebody off of one good year, you know what I'm saying? If you do it consistently, then you are. You that good. But if you have one good year, you come out next year, you just stink it up. That showed me you just had a good year. That's about it.
Yeah.
If you do it consistently, I'm going to give them some props. I'm going to give them some props, but we're going to see what they can do. But other than that, that is it for NBA Finals Talk. We got international hockey.
Before you go to hockey, can we just say, I feel so bad that, like, Chris Bosh, doctor, like, basically deemed that he can't for. I feel so sad about this.
What are you really sad? I feel like we've known this for like 2 years now.
But somebody just like blatantly tell you like, hey, there's no chance at all that you can't play anymore. Like, granted, he, like for me, when I played soccer, like I got hurt twice. And for me, it's not that I can't ever play again, but the chances of me getting hurt are like super high. So I was just kind of like, I need to figure out something else to do. But for him, who's like been in the league, making millions, and was like literally at the top like of his career, like, oh, that's like, that has to suck, you know? And I mean, I'm pretty sure he has a million other things he can do now. Like, he can easily coach or, you know, give back or, you know, just do other things like train other people or whatever you want to call it. But
I feel like he's going to commentate. He's going to be, because he's short sometimes on like NBA or TNT or like NBA TV. So, you know, he's going to commentate. He got to live in basketball somewhere. Or, like you said, give back, train. Something like that. We'll see what he does, but I mean, he probably gonna play some rec ball. He probably will. Speaking of rec, I seen Shaq out there doing a rec league like 2 weeks ago. He dunked on somebody, some like old white guy. Shaq should be ashamed. I did this playing with these kids or old grown men.
Oh man, I love him though. He's got such a good like personality.
He does. Funny character.
But okay, you can go to hockey.
Hockey. I'm keeping it quick on hockey because I don't know much about hockey. Let's know a little bit. So in hockey, in International Hockey Championship, so basically the almost like the Olympics of hockey. So USA lost, unfortunately, in the second round to Finland, but Finland will eventually lose too. So, you know, I feel a little happy about that since they knocked us out. I'm petty. Yes, it is what it is. It finished probably in the last week. I mean, in the May, and the gold medalist for no. I'm gonna start with bronze. Let me reverse that. So the bronze winner was Russia. The silver was Canada, which is I was just out there, and no wonder everyone was wearing their jerseys. I wasn't hip. I was wondering why everyone was wearing hockey jerseys. Makes sense. And the gold medal winners are drumroll. Nah, I'm just kidding. Sweden. I don't know anything about Sweden. I don't know nothing about these teams. So don't ask me about hockey. You won't know. Google it. I just know the basics. I know USA hockey. I don't know nothing about the Olympic, you know, outside the country hockey. So I just know the USA hockey team. So I'm sorry about that, people. And moving on to French. Look. I'm just keeping it honest. Ain't no point in asking me. I just know USA sports. And we'll see. We got the French opening. You know, French opens. Serena is not playing, you know, obviously due to pregnancy. And she's actually doing the fall, so that baby will be here sooner than we think, which I really didn't. You know, she's been so low key with it. You know, we forgot she was pregnant. I forgot she was pregnant. Can't speak for nobody else, but you know, she's been low key with it. But just for her being pregnant, that didn't stop her from not being there. She didn't play, but she cheered on her sister. You know, she was gonna be there one way or the other, so she cheered on her sister. You know, front row is everybody, you know, going crazy. That's what family need to do. And then on the men's side, Roger Federer, he skips the Opens for the second straight year to prepare for Wimbledon. So, I mean, he's dominant. I was hoping he would play because I actually enjoy watching him. He's a good player. But, you know, there's something about the courts, you know, different courts and indoor, outdoor, clay courts and everything. Some people perform better than others. So I think ultimately that's the reason why he really kind of skipped it because he does okay, but, you know, he does better in Wilmington, so we'll see. And the second round has already started. It might be on actually to the third round now. The third round might be today. Yeah. So I'll post the updates on that. It's a lot of rounds going on, so I don't want to hold y'all up with saying all this. And then finally, moving on to boxing, I cannot pronounce these names. The match is finally be set between Gennady Golovkin. These Russian names, gosh darn it. And Canelo Alvarez are set to fight September 16th at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. I'm sorry if I mispronounce y'all names. Forgive me. I just can't. I'm sorry. Y'all need nicknames.
It's okay.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee or something. Give me something I can run with.
That's not the question.
But that is all for sports. If you need any more, keep us, you know, we'll keep y'all posted on In The Mix. Every letter, first letter is capital, 2 underscores on Twitter, In The Mix on our radio, on Facebook at @NWMix_OnlineRadio on IG. Lindsay, bring us home with some good word of the day. Unless you ain't got none.
What did I tell you last time? Don't ever question me about having the word
Ever.
Anyway, today's word comes from Isaiah 41, verse 10. And it says, "Don't you be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness." So just keep that in mind. With all the turmoil going on in the world, like, God is still there. And when you suffer, he suffers too. So never feel like you're alone, or, you know, there's no intention or purpose behind what's happening. So, you know, there is evil in the world, but then there's also good. So just know which side to roll. And that's all I'm saying.
Good job. Good word. Oh, man. It's that end of that day, end of the time. We always miss y'all.
It's 1:20. Well, how is it the end of the
I mean, end of the show. You know what I mean. End of the show. You know what? I know you back now, because you always be correcting me again. You know, you throwing shots. You know, you was doing Lindsay's love lessons. I know you back now. That's, you just need to do the show to get you back in the mood. That's all it was.
You're right.
You just needed.
And we
just
did
needed
this, y'all. We were gone for like 2 weeks. But
we did.
We
needed a break from life. We was on vacation. We're just going to be honest with y'all. For we needed a break. So, yeah.
I was definitely
we get stressed
vacation,
out, too.
So.
I was
sorry.
Too. Yeah. No
but
shame.
We still love y'all. Definitely still tune in. Like, even if we're not on the show, we still tweeting and we still out there, you know, digging up some news for y'all. So y'all just stay tuned. And on that note, I'm your host, Lindsay Lynn.
And I'm your host, T. Y'all be blessed and have a good rest of the week. Peace.